With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says he's thinking of trying to scale back the war in Iran, but if that happens, he says there's going to need to be a lot of help in patrolling the Strait of Hormuz.
It's a simple military maneuver. It's relatively safe, but you need a lot of help in the sense of you need ships, you need volume. And NATO could help us, but they so far haven't had the courage to do so. And others could help us, but, you know, we don't use it. You know, at a certain point, it'll open itself.
The Strait of Hormuz is vital in that about 20% of all the world's oil passes through it. It's a congressional appeal for sanctions on AI, Ron Taylor reports.
The White House is laying out a new framework that it wants Congress to use to shape national rules for artificial intelligence without curbing growth in the sector. It wants Congress to preempt state laws it sees as too burdensome. The focus is on protecting children, preventing electricity costs from surging, respecting intellectual property rights, preventing censorship, and educating Americans on using the technology. Ron Taylor reporting.
In a changing media landscape, Donna Warder reports on the death of a broadcast institution.
After nearly 100 years, CBS News says it's shutting down its radio news service as part of a round of layoffs, effective May 22nd. CBS News Radio went on the air September 1927, giving a young William S. Paley a start in the business. As part of the service, Edward R. Murrow broadcast reports from London during World War II. Currently, CBS News provides material to about 700 stations across the country. CBS News Editor-in-Chief Barry Weiss and President Tom Sabrowski say in a memo to staff that shutting down CBS Radio wasn't an easy decision, but a necessary one. I'm Donna Warder.
This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports it appears Americans support sharing the gospel through evangelistic outreach.
According to the Beckett Fund's latest Religious Freedom Index, 75% of adults in this country support the right of people to tell others about their faith. Beckett says this is one of the highest numbers on record on this question and is being driven by interest in faith amongst younger Americans. Beckett spokesman Lori Windham says, quote, "Religious freedom isn't limited only to what happens in houses of worship. It's about how people live their lives and build their communities." Michael Harrington reporting.
Muslim parents and several Islamic private schools are suing Texas leaders over a private school voucher program they say blocks them because of religion. The state says that schools associated with the accreditation company Cognia had hosted events organized by the Council on American Islamic Relations, something that the state of Texas has designated as a terrorist organization. This is SRN News. Former Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin says the shooting at Old Dominion University this month was completely preventable.
I firmly believe that someone who is a naturalized citizen who pledges allegiance to ISIS and has to go to jail because of it should have their citizenship revoked and they should be deported immediately. That guy should have never been in America. That guy should have been deported a long time ago.
Democrats are questioning the Director of National Intelligence for her presence during the seizure of Georgia ballots by the FBI.
During a recent Senate Intelligence Committee hearing, Senator Mark Warner of Virginia pressed DNI Tulsi Gabbard on why she was present during the FBI seizure of ballots in Fulton County, Georgia. Gabbard defended her oversight role under statutory election security responsibilities while denying she engaged in any law enforcement action.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. A federal judge has ordered new briefs on the unresolved legal dispute between Fulton County and the U.S. government. More at SRNnews.com.